Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNRadio.com/Behind the Badge.
Who would have thunk it? Spring? The best time to clean that dirty, smelly fireplace? I mean, I guess you've been using it all winter long, right? And burning season's over. But you don't want to wait until fall when everyone's backed up with appointments. Lindeman Chimney Heating and Cooling are here now to help and talking to Lou. So let's get to it. Now back to Lou and Lindeman on House Smarts Radio.
Welcome back to House Smarts Radio. Lou Manfredini here with you. All right, spring is the best time to clean that dirty, smelly fireplace. The burning season's over. Now it's time to spring clean your home, right? Including the fireplace. You can enjoy a fresh, clean fireplace all spring and summer. And the person that's joining me on the phone line, I pretty much can guess is going to agree with me. Michael Bodart is the president of Lindeman Chimney Heating and Cooling. Michael, good morning and welcome to House Smarts Radio.
Hey, good morning, Lou. Thanks so much for having me on.
So nice.
You're right. The springtime is upon us, and it's a great time to attend to that fireplace now that the burning season is over.
All right. Before we get into all those particulars, a big shout out on the air because my wife and I just hired your folks to come out and put in a new chimney liner on our home, and Mark and his crew did an absolutely fabulous job. I mean, we have known for a while now that we needed a new liner. And, you know, like a lot of people, you kind of put that off. And, you know, I'm not going to lie to you, Michael, a chimney liner, not that sexy. But when he got it done, I got down on my shoulder and I put a flashlight up there. And I brought my wife over, take a look at how nice this looks. And she's like, does it work? I go, oh, yeah, it works great. They did a terrific job.
Yeah, well, thanks so much for saying that. And probably better than how it looks is the fact that it's a safe system now,
right?
That'll last longer than you're in the house and for as long as anybody else is in that house after you're long and gone.
Okay, let's talk about this because I know that you folks will talk a lot about you know, getting the chimney cleaned, you know, prior to the burning season. And certainly that's always a good idea. But if we now in the springtime, there's probably a little bit more availability. And it's the type of thing where you're not going to be inconvenienced really at all. And then you get that all done and you're ready to go.
Yeah, it's, you know what, it's one of those things that I compare to the guy who gets done cutting his lawn in the fall for the last time, and he puts his lawnmower away in the garage, and he ignores the coupons for the guy that fixes lawnmowers and sharpens blades. And he would love to have your lawnmower in his shop over the winter. And, you know, like me, when do I think about it? I think about it in April when the grass is growing and I need my lawnmower back right away.
Right.
And he says, there's 100 in front of you. And I said, oh my gosh, what do you mean?
Right.
He goes, it's going to take me a month. So for a couple of reasons, springtime is a great time to get your fireplace cleaned up. Number one, you're done burning it. It's never going to be smellier than after you've burned it all winter.
Mm-hmm.
So it's good to get that cleaned up. We get all the ashes out of it. We get all the creosote out of the flue. If we find anything that needs to be done repair-wise, we have time on our side. We've got time over the summer to book it, schedule it, get it done. What happens in the fall when people wait till October, November is we're busy. We're super busy. We're like the lawnmower guy.
Mm-hmm.
So we might be a month out on initial appointments, and we might be another couple of 3 weeks on scheduling a repair. So between the time of the initial phone call and the time we actually get everything resolved could be over a month. So, you know, we discount more. We've got coupons available. I think right now we've got a WGN special for half off of the chimney cleaning and inspection. Normally it's $300. I think we're doing it for $149 if you mention WGN. And then we can get to you right away in this time of year relative to the fall. So it's a good time of the year. We've got availability now that, you know, we're slower to respond in the fall, and we've got time to get it all done before you're thinking about needing it again.
Well, it's just such good planning from a standpoint of a homeowner, and you've got all these other things that you're going to be worried about, and how disappointed are you going to be where you're like, I got to fire this thing up, but it's, you know, it's filthy, I can't do anything, and then you got to wait even longer. I do want to talk about the technology that you use as part of this inspection, and I know that in the past you and I have spoken about this, but you guys sort of created this camera system where you can not only take photographs but even a video, and I watched when we did the when you came and did the inspection at our house recently prior to doing the work, your technician Mark, you know, was right there with me. He's here, let me show you what we're looking at. And I mean, it is as if you're up inside the chimney looking at it inch by inch.
Yeah, so for a few years now, there's been technology kind of like old closed circuit television cameras where people would put those cameras up a flue, similar to what they do when they do a like a sewer drain, right? And it was a little old tech, it was low res. They would put a little black and white camera up on a rod, and it would be attached with a cable, and you would see it on like a little closed circuit black and white TV screen, and you could see a little bit of what was happening. We thought with the advent of iPhones, and we were using iPhones just for general communications, and every iPhone has a pretty nice camera attached to it. And our creative guys here said, what if we literally took an iPhone, put it on a chimney rod, and we made a holder for it and gave it a light source, and then we found out that we could Bluetooth that image that the camera was picking up on the iPhone and transmit it right wirelessly via Bluetooth to an iPad that was sitting on the technician's lap. So we thought, well, holy cow, for a fraction of the price of these closed circuit TV systems, we can take an iPhone, and basically everybody that's had an iPhone for more than a 2 or 3 year period has an extra one in their drawer because right. It's out of date and they're not using it. But guess what? The camera on it works great. The Bluetooth transmitter works great on it. So we were just literally using our old obsolete iPhones, putting them in a case, sending them on up the chimney flue, broadcasting the high definition, full color images down to a iPad, snapping pictures, and then capturing that to share with the customer, putting it on estimates, studying the picture, seeing what the damage was, and then making a good decision on what the repair might be.
Right.
So we literally started taking that digital imaging that had been around, you know, in other industries and for other uses, and just adopted it for our purposes. And we developed that product. It's really a case and a light source that fits on traditional chimney rods. And we've marketed that through our supply company, which we sell across North America as well.
Right.
So other companies and other technologies have come out since then that have similar capabilities. But for us, it was a game changer because it literally made every scan and every chimney inspection and cleaning easy, quick, and it's just done 100% of the time.
Yeah, and I mean, it helps you do a better job, and then it also helps the homeowner to really understand what's going on because, you know, certainly while, you know, Lindeman has been around a very long time, you have a stalwart reputation in the marketplace. You know, there's a lot of people that don't, and they can tell you certain things. Oh, yeah, it looks terrible or whatever, and this is, you can basically see what's going on real time. Now, something else that's kind of exciting is here you guys have been around since the 60s. Am I right about that?
Yeah, so Gary started the company in the late 60s when he was a firefighter up on the North Shore.
Right.
So he started a service company and helping out homeowners doing, you know, chimney cleaning. He cleaned gutters and, you know, he was shoveling snow off the roofs.
Right. He would have been very busy this past winter.
Yeah, he retired at the right time about 15 years ago.
Now, the reason I bring that up is last year, in the middle of a pandemic, you launched a whole new division of your company. Talk to me a little bit about that.
Yeah, so last year in March, we launched the heating and cooling division. It's an area of the business that had always been closely associated with chimneys because, face it, half of the chimneys on the planet, or mostly, well, every chimney in Chicagoland has a fireplace flue and or a furnace or a hot water tank going through it. Those gas-fired appliances, whether they be a furnace or a hot water tank or a boiler, are also using chimneys, and many times the same chimneys that the fireplace upstairs is using. Mm. So we were always in that space. We're looking at chimneys. We're looking at venting. We're really a venting safety specialty company when you think about it. Right. Fireplaces is just really a solid fuel burning appliance. So the other appliances that are using chimneys are, you know, in this market, gas-powered appliances that are heating either, you know, water or air. And we thought, we've got all of the right customers. We have the right, you know, technology. We have the right service company. We have all of this alignment. We should do it. And we had talked about it for a couple of years, but we wanted to wait for a national crisis to happen. We decided to launch it. Because it was funny, because we're like, you got to be kidding me.
Right.
Because literally, we started launching it March 1st, and everybody knows March 1st last year was really kind of the entry of the, you know, the craziness of the pandemic hitting. But in, all kidding aside, last year was a good year. People stayed home.
Right.
People didn't go out and travel. So anybody in the home improvement sector, anybody that had been in the trades, knew that it was not a bad year. It was a bad year if you were in certain sectors, right? Hospitality or travel or hotels.
Sure.
But the home trades did okay. And we have an awesome customer base. It was easy for us to market to those folks. So we have hired a couple of outstanding veterans that are in the industry, top of their game. We have awesome products that we service and install. So we're signing up people left and right on annual maintenance plans and getting ready to do a ton of spring tune-ups for air conditioning.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, be out there doing chimney inspections and also taking a look at some of the things related to their appliances too. So there's a ton of alignment. It's off to a great start. We're looking forward to a really great year. You know, so far we've gotten, you know, hundreds of customers, a lot of them WGN customers that are part of our annual maintenance program where we go out and do a spring tune-up. When the weather warms up into the 60s, we'll be out, and then we'll gear up to do another round of maintenance for the furnaces come, you know, September and October as well.
Right.
So it's exciting. It's something we probably should have done a long time ago, but it's good to be doing it.
Well, and I mean, I've mentioned this to you before. You've got a reputation of being a group of people that does things the right way, and I know that this new venture for you is only an extension of that commitment to quality workmanship, and it's always about the people and the quality of the people doing the work that matters the most. Michael Bodart is the president of Lindemann Chimney Heating and Cooling. As he mentioned, right now is a great time to get that chimney cleaned, and they're running some specials right now. If you mention WGN, you can get it for half off, which is a pretty good deal. How do they get a hold of you folks, Michael, if they want to contact Lindemann Chimney Heating and Cooling?
So best place, you can just come to lindemann.com. You can book an appointment online right from your phone or right from your computer on your desk. Lindemann.com, it's Lindemann, two N's, Lindemann.com. Book a chimney appointment. You can also book a AC tune-up or air conditioning check. Or you can call us at 847-918-7994.
Thank you so much for joining us this morning, Michael. Take care.
Thanks, Lou. Have a great day.
You got it. You're listening to House Smarts Radio with me, Lou Manfredini.